Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brethren, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you were put to death for our sins. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You were raised to life for our salvation. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are enthroned as our victorious King. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Enable us, we pray, Almighty God, to proclaim the power of the risen Lord, that we who have received the pledge of his gift may come to possess all he gives when it is fully revealed. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God for ever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The whole group of believers was united, heart and soul. No one claimed for his own use anything that he had, as everything they owned was held in common. The apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus with great power, and they were all given great respect. None of their members was ever in want, as all those who owned land or houses would sell them and bring the money from them to present it to the apostles. It was then distributed to any members who might be in need. There was a Levite of Cypriot origin called Joseph, whom the apostles surnamed Barnabas, which means son of encouragement. He owned a piece of land, and he sold it and brought the money and presented it to the apostles. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is King with majesty and robe.
The Lord is King with majesty and robe.
The Lord is King with majesty and robe. The Lord has robed himself with might. He has girded himself with power.
The Lord is King with majesty and robe.
The word you made firm not to be moved, your throne has stood firm from of old, from eternity, O Lord, you are.
The Lord is King with majesty enthroned.
Truly your decrees are to be trusted, holiness is fitting to your house, O Lord, until the end of time.
The Lord is King with majesty and robed.
Oh,
Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Do not be surprised when I say you must be born from above. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. That is how it will be with all who are born of the Spirit." "How can that be possible?" asked Nicodemus. "You are a teacher in Israel, and you do not know these things," replied Jesus. "I tell you most solemnly, we speak only about what we know and witness only to what we have seen, and yet you people reject our evidence. If you do not believe in me when I speak about things in this world, how are you going to believe me when I speak to you about heavenly things? No one has gone up to heaven except the one who came down from heaven, the Son of Man who is in heaven. And the Son of Man must be lifted up, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When I went home for a few days after Easter, I was amazed at the transformation of my parents' dining room. It now contained a kitchen, a cash register, numerous cars, a fire engine, a tractor and trailer, and more diggers than you ever thought existed. All these things are toys, of course, but for my young nephew, they are real enough. So real that he wasn't too keen on his little sister entering the room Godzilla-like as she learns to walk. This towering figure looks down on the toy metropolis and spots a car she'd rather like to test drive. Unfortunately, my nephew is playing with that car. He's also playing with that one, and those ones as well. In fact, he doesn't seem to have a spare car at all for his sister. Still not to worry, Godzilla is now making her way to the kitchen. Possessions, even as we grow older, have a funny way of possessing us. We can all be like a little toddler with his toy. Like us, the ancients knew this well enough. Epictetus, the Greek Stoic philosopher, wrote how wealth consists not in having great possessions, but in having few wants. Our Lord goes further, teaching the wealthy young man, "If you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven." In Acts chapter 4, we are reminded of a time when the community of believers was of one heart and one mind, and no one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they had everything in common.
The early Christians were united in their faith and devotion to God. This passage illustrates how the entire community of believers came together to support one another, and that together they were greater than the sum of their individual parts. This Easter season, we celebrate Jesus who defeated sin, death, and the power of the devil. Surely as Christ overcame death, we too can work to overcome the selfishness, pettiness, and disunity in our world today. Just like the individuals in Acts, we have needs. The way God provides for those needs is through the living, breathing body of the risen Christ and the grace he gives us. If the living God can raise Jesus back to life, he most certainly can unite the hearts and minds of followers of Jesus in his grace and love. Let us turn to God our Father in prayer, trusting he will answer our petitions. For true and lasting peace in our world, may the risen Christ bring us the gifts of peace and reconciliation to all situations of violence, hatred, and division. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For governments and social workers, may they, like the believers in the early church, look with compassion on the poor and outcast. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For our community, that our lives may be an example to others of our belief in the power of the Spirit to renew and transform us. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For the sick and housebound, may the risen Lord comfort and reassure them of his love. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
We pray with Mary, who rejoiced in her son's resurrection. Hail Mary.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
We make our private petitions to God our Father. God our Father, through Christ you have made us your daughters and sons. We pray for the grace to accept and live to the full the new life you have given us. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Thank you.
pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Grant, we pray, O Lord, that we may always find delight in these paschal mysteries, so that the renewal constantly at work within us may be the cause of our unending joy. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord. But in this time above all, to lord you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. For he is the true Lamb who takes away the sins of the world. By dying he has destroyed our death, and by rising restored our life. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise. And even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim.
Sanctus, Sanctus, Sanctus Dominus Deus Sanctus.
Holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your Church, spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him,
O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
At the Saviour's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Saviour Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins but on the faith of your Church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign for ever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit,
let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Agnus Dei,
which omnes peccata mundi, miserere. Yeah.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Let us pray. Hear, O Lord, our prayers, that this most holy exchange by which you have redeemed us may bring us your help in this present life and ensure for us eternal gladness. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go and announce the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.